You've made it to Friday. It's the last one of the month, and we've got 10 minutes of news lined up for you. Our first story is about the Ebola virus, but it's a hopeful one. According to the World Health Organization, the number of new Ebola cases is slowing down in the three African countries that have been worst hit by the epidemic. Those are Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Combined, they reported that 99 people caught Ebola last week. That's the first week since last summer that officials have seen fewer than 100 new cases. This doesn't mean the outbreak is over, but officials say the international response to the incurable disease has moved into its second phase. The first was slowing down Ebola's transmission. The second is ending the outbreak. There have been more than 22,000 confirmed or suspected cases of Ebola since this outbreak was first reported last March. Almost 8,800 people are known to have died from it. In his State of the Union address earlier this month, President Obama asked Congress to authorize the use of force against ISIL, or what you've heard us call the ISIS terrorist group. The U.S. Constitution divides the war powers of the federal government. It designates the president as commander-in-chief of the military, but it gives Congress the power to declare war, raise the army, and fund it. Historically, there's been some push-pull between presidents and Congress over these powers.
The AUMF is an authorization for the use of military force. It's Congress's way of giving the president permission to use the U.S. armed forces in a conflict. So why do we need an AUMF? Well, it's the law. That's the short answer. Under the War Powers Resolution of 1973, the president can take U.S. forces into hostilities, into a war, but after 60 days, he has to stop those hostilities if he hasn't gotten congressional approval. Back in August, the U.S. launched airstrikes against ISIS forces in Iraq and did so at the invitation of Iraq's government. It wasn't until September that the U.S. forces began launching airstrikes against ISIS in Syria. At the time, the president said,
I have the authority to address the threat from ISIL.
But he said he'd like for the Congress to pass an authorization just to show the world that the U.S. is united on this.
We are strongest as a nation when the president and Congress work together.
The White House said this authority came from the 2001 authorization for the use of military force. That was the authorization linked to the war in Afghanistan. It was about bringing the fight to the people who were responsible for 9/11. So there were a series of hearings back in September before, for instance, the Senate Armed Services Committee, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where people from the Obama administration, like Secretary of State John Kerry and others, were pressed on this issue.
I'm a little confused at the position that's being taken by the administration now.
I am personally not comfortable with reliance on either the 2001 AUMF that relies on a thin theory that ISIL is associated with Al-Qaeda.
Cut to the State of the Union address, the president said,
I call on this Congress to show the world that we are united in this mission by passing a resolution to authorize the use of force against ISIL. We need that authority.
And so there the president said, we need that authority. And that's the difference here. Now the White House is saying we need that authority.